Well, the United Nations has renewed its call for Israel to extend a moratorium on settlement construction in the occupied West Bank. This just after a top Israeli official said Tel Aviv has no plans to extend the 10-month freeze due to run out in a few days.
Israel's announcement that it refuses to extend the 10-month temporary freeze of the settlement activities come despite demands by its close ally, the United States.
As President Obama said just recently, we think it makes sense to extend the moratorium.
During their talks, acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas told Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu that he will quit the negotiations if Israel does not renew the moratorium. The U.S. brokered direct talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority resumed earlier this month in Washington after a 20-month pause. The issue of Israel's settlements is among the thorniest points in the talks, but other obstacles to a comprehensive agreement between Israeli and Palestinian negotiators include the future of Jerusalem al-Quds, the return of Palestinian refugees, and the Palestinian borders. Netanyahu insists that Palestinians recognize Israel as a Jewish state, a condition Palestinians have always rejected. Giving in to this demand will prevent the legal repatriation of millions of Palestinian refugees who were forced to leave their homes in the wake of the Israeli occupation.
And all of us, led by President Obama, are very committed and determined to work toward a peace agreement through direct negotiations that leads to an independent, sovereign, viable Palestinian state that realizes the aspirations of the Palestinian people.
But many Palestinians are skeptical about the kind of aspiration the Americans talk about. Many have been opposed to the resumption of the talks right from the start. Some Palestinian officials say the talks should stop, as they will bear no fruit for Palestinian people.
We are concerned about the continuation of these negotiations because of their disastrous consequences for the Palestinian people and their rights.